at least on time. Welcome to the December meeting of the Historic Site Monuments Commission. We appreciate everybody, including myself, mute their telephones so that we don't have to go through that little thing. And as a side note, don't ever put fingerprint security on your thing because it's a pain in the neck. And when you can't open it, you get so frustrated you can't remember what the hell your code was. And then you never get in. Having said all that, we have a presentation of the 2016 Savannah Historic District's calendar. Madam?
For those of you who are not aware, 2016 marks a fairly significant anniversary both for Savannah as well as nationally. 1966 was the year that the National Historic Preservation Act was passed that created legislation so that all of our historic neighborhoods could become National Registered Historic Districts. It also marks the year that Savannah was designated as a National Landmark Historic District. So the Preservation Department put together a calendar highlighting some of the different districts that you may or may not be aware of that are National Register Historic Districts. And so I'll just distribute those, and they're just for your personal use. I'm happy to answer any questions, Mr. Chairman.
That's great. Definitely a designation that has had maybe of the impact of the founding of the colony, the prevention of its burning, and the designation of maybe two of the three most important historic moments in this community. Thank you, folks. The rest of you can buy them $25, $19.99 a piece, or if you call before 5. Thank you, Ellen. Appreciate it very much.
Sure.
I'll entertain a motion on the minutes that are distributed to you.
Make a motion that we accept the minutes as published electronically.
Is there a second to that motion?
I second it.
Any other discussion? All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Carries and those. So have it. So, petition of the Georgia Historical Society, 201 East Broad Street, historical marker. Sarah, it's all yours.
This is an application, as you mentioned, from the Georgia Historical Society for a marker at 201 East Broughton Street, which is also known as the Gen Library. It's part of the Civil Rights Trail. You can see it highlighted on the map here. The Georgia Historical Society is working with SCAD for this marker, with the focus being the Savannah protest movement during the Civil Rights era. Three sites were proposed for it, which I will show you. You'll see one along Broughton Street here. It's a little dark, but we'll have a better picture in a minute. This is Lincoln at Broughton, and then Abercorn on Broughton as well. This is the Broughton Street location, which is where the Azalea Room was located, and is an important place for the Civil Rights Movement. And staff is recommending this location. You can see highlighted by that star. The project covers the themes social and humanitarian, local history, and cultural and ethnic heritage, with all theme standards being met. All of the sites meet the standards as well, and the design standards are also met. The text. Which you can read here. Does meet the text standards, though staff wants to ensure that the contributor names are in smaller font, which is part of the standards, and the funding standards are met as well. So staff is recommending approval with the condition that the final text has the sponsor names in a smaller font than the main text because it meets the standards and guidelines, and is recommending that the Broughton Street site be used because it's closest to the location of the Azalea Room and easily visible by pedestrians on Broughton Street. And I can answer any questions.
Why is it centered on? Why is it center justified? I mean, it's hard to read like that. That's This is one of those weird things. I'm no journalism guy. I like things with an edge.
But you can certainly request those.
I was 12 years old when that happened. To put some perspective to it for some people.
And to make clear, this was written by the Georgia Historical Society, the text itself?
In correlation with SCAD and I believe a few other consultants as well.
Anyone from the board have a question for the staff?
Nope.
Okay, we'll hear from the petitioner, please. They will come and identify themselves. You have to.
Hi, I'm Christy Chris. I'm the Director of Programs for the Georgia Historical Society. Did you have questions or?
Is there any questions we have of the petitioner?
My only question would be just that the due diligence was done with all the dates and all this sort of thing, with that all this is correct.
Sure, yeah. We did the research in-house. We also vetted the text through SCAD, but also Mayor Edna Jackson and Carolyn Quillen, who is referenced here as one of the three students arrested. They all reviewed and agreed to the text.
Well, when we see things with your name on it, you know, y'all's name on it, we consider it, you know, like a good housekeeping seal of approval, so.
That's nice to hear.
We'll affirm to you. Okay. Anybody have any further questions?
Yeah, I have a question. This is going to be installed on the wall.
Yeah,
that's not going to be a pedestal.
Correct. Like that. That's a little bit different, obviously, than we usually do it. And that was actually advised by staff, by MPC staff, because of existing requirements about not putting things in the sidewalk on Broughton Street.
Okay. And I noticed that the only place you really put is really down low. And it's going to be the same size as a normal plaque?
Correct. Yeah, it will look exactly like a normal marker. It will just be made a little bit, basically you can say that the part that goes into the post will be cut off and it'll be flat, flush against the wall. Just because of the structure of that building, obviously there are windows above and then that area beneath. And then putting it where there is a little bit more space on the wall would have it around the corner on Lincoln Street, and it's not nearly as visible to traffic there.
So if somebody would put it in front of the window and have it two-sided?
Put it. I'm sorry, what? Like attach it to something?
I'm saying if it was two-sided and if it was up against the window, people on the outside could see it.
You mean on the inside?
Inside. On the inside, yeah.
It's true. I think it would be hardest.
Anybody have any further questions? This has been a rough day. Any more questions of the petitioner, staff? I'll entertain a motion.
Does anyone in the room have comments?
Does anyone in the public have a comment or a question? Please step forward, identify yourself.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman, members of the commission. My name is Danielle Marinier. I'm representing Historic Savannah Foundation. And really, we just had some similar questions to, I think, what's been raised about the location of the marker. We do agree with staff. We're okay with the text on the marker. We recognize the constraints of this situation. We feel that it's a little bit low to the ground where it's placed. I don't know that we have any other solutions for it, but I guess maybe just to better understand, I would ask the petitioner what the height of the wall is, if they know below the windows, and maybe how high off the ground the plaque will be. And because those are plaques that are normally on posts and they are very large, we would just question whether there's an opportunity to design a different type of plaque because this is a different situation. So really just a few questions. Thank you.
To address the first question regarding the actual height of that wall, can I look at the image that shows it?
So where the star is?
Where the star is. And what you can't really see from this, but you can probably imagine, as with many older buildings, actually, as you get closer to Lincoln Street, there is more and more space on that concrete area at the bottom. And so by the time you get to the place where that star is, SCAD actually made this recommendation for the exact location for the marker because it allows height both above and below, which you can't get if you get closer towards that door. So the further you get basically down that wall, the more space you get. But by that point, you do actually have clearance both above and below. Not much, but some.
I walked over there and I looked at it, and judging off of what some of your other plaques and markers are, I just don't see it, Christy. I really don't. I just don't think there's going to be enough room there. It's too low. It's going to get damaged a lot more if it's down that low. There's no way to put that on a post more towards the corner, still having it facing Broughton Street, but more towards the corner.
Let me pile on here for a second. So what if it covers part of the window? I mean, so what?
Yeah, but that's a gallery, though. They need that window space. They want it to be transparent.
Well, then we have concrete on the other side too, on the north south street. So we have no grass platted, public grass platted area. Is that what you're telling me?
I think so. No, Lincoln's just a sidewalk.
Lincoln's just a sidewalk, and so is
Evergreen,
right?
Well, I'll tell you, I just think it's unfortunate because it's always going to look like we stuck something there, and it's just not as good as it could be. We just went through this in my church. I mean, it's just unbelievable. You guys put these plaques up and put the big fat ones in the small spaces and the little ones in the little spaces, and it looked wrong. And I just think this is just going to look wrong.
On that note, can I ask how it was going to be affixed to the wall, and if this has been done before? Because those are pretty heavy.
Yeah, to be honest, we haven't affixed one of these markers to the wall before. But the foundry that we work with has.
Okay.
They tell us that just by putting masonry bits in the corners.
And that's concrete, not plaster?
No.
Because I thought it was plaster.
I don't know the answer to that.
Okay.
Is that not part of the library? We have people here from SCAD, do we not?
It is possible.
Okay, so what's on the other side of those windows?
It's a gallery.
On the other side of the windows is Gutstein Gallery. Did you hear me? I'm sorry. Gutstein Gallery is on the other side of those windows.
And how far over does that gallery go? Along Broughton Street?
The gallery ends just about where the door is. You see there's a ring
about
on the right-hand side of the door. And then the library begins on the other side, just a little bit past the other side of the door. So it's all part of the library in a sense, but that area, Gutstein Gallery, is where the Quincy Azalea room was.
Go ahead. Do we have a picture of the view from Abercorn looking at the side of the building?
Because it'd be obstructing the walkway.
This is the facade.
So you got just the.
I mean, that's the.
You've got the same issue on that corner as you do on the front side. Is there any reason why we can't put it on a pedestal and put it in the street? Or, I mean, not
the street, in the street.
But put it on the sidewalk closer to the street?
Well, they're typically on.
I'm the one that kind of had this happen, so let me get back to this. Let him answer that question, then jump
in. Well, I was just clarifying what you were saying.
Okay. You don't want me in the street.
They're on a post on the sidewalk, double-sided, so you can see it from the street and from the sidewalk.
And technically, there is there's a city right-of-way between the curb and the sidewalk. It's just that sidewalk is bricked all the way up to the curb. But technically, there is a right-of-way there.
Well, there's two lampposts that you can see in the photo.
Yeah.
The lampposts aren't impeding pedestrian traffic.
Right.
And it could be in between those two lampposts.
Well, did you think about just putting it behind, just to the south of those windows on the wall at the proper height?
I'm sorry, south of the windows.
The windows, they end.
On Lincoln.
Where they end.
On Lincoln Street?
Yeah, that picture on the top.
Right. Our concern there is that I don't think anyone would see it.
Well, how do you know they're going to be paying attention to it on the ground?
Well, I don't know that. But I know that Broughton Street is more visible than Lincoln Street.
Well,
I mean, I would second that idea. And actually, now that it was brought up, the point of it getting scuffed up, I mean, that's almost ground level of kids, bikes, like all sort of things, I would think they're going to scuff it up. And people are, if it's below eye level, I mean, I love this. I think this should be as visible as possible, but if it's not at eye level, it doesn't do much good to be on Broughton, I guess.
Let me ask a question. So, staff, are we specifically prohibited from putting posts on the public right of way on paved sidewalks?
No, you're not, but there are no other historical markers on Broughton Street on posts, and we have had a sort of informal policy of not encouraging that. Broughton Street is also the city's planning streetscape improvements for and instituting tree lawns and tree walls, et cetera. If it was the board's desire to have this in a tree lawn, of course, it would need to go to City Council for final review and approval, and I think we would recommend waiting until that streetscape improvement plan was in place before implementation. Don't want to have to move it twice.
Yeah.
But it does set a precedent that I wouldn't necessarily recommend.
It came from here to move the Georgia Historical marker for the Lutheran Church of Ascension over in front of the church, and it's more in the... it's more on the sidewalk than what this would be if this was put on the...
It's not a matter of whether there's a tree lawn here or not. There are markers in, what is solid surface. It's just that there are no historical markers on poles on Broughton Street anywhere.
Well, I agree with that, but this is more towards the end of Broughton Street, not towards the main shopping area. This is more getting out of that area. And I mean, I just don't think that putting it... that low is going to do it justice. Two, it's not going to be seen as well, and like he said, I think it needs to be more visible. And
can I make a suggestion here? Is this a timely issue?
We've been working on it a while. We'd like to see it get done, but
we've only heard it one meeting, so that's not a while. Would you mind if we ask all the folks to get together and to see if there's any other solution? Because I'm not clairvoyant, but I have a suspicion that there's not a whole lot of interest in doing it where you want to do it, and we want to be a positive part of this whole thing. So I would really like to see us have a motion to continue this to the next meeting and give you guys time to say, what else can we do, and just try it and just see what happens. Maybe Christmas you'll have an epiphany or something. Is that objectionable to the board?
I'm fine with that.
No. Can I say one thing?
No, you can.
Go ahead. But I really do like this, and I think that you would want to do it the best justice as possible, and I really don't think that if being below eye level like that would be ideal. And I think with such a historic, important thing being on Broughton Street, it would be good. I just want to second that it would be really good. I'm totally for this, but I would love to see a better solution.
I want to make a motion that we send this back to the petitioner and let them come up with a couple other options of putting this up, and take it back to staff and get their recommendations on it, and then bring it back to us at a later meeting.
Is there a second to that motion?
I'll second that.
Any more discussion on the motion? Petitioner, you understand the motion?
I do.
You have any objection to the motion?
Not at all.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, the ayes have it, so ordered.
So I have a question for Ellen.
Yeah.
The streetscape plans for Broughton Street, when will the final draft of that be approved likely? And do you think that will address historic markers in the streetscape?
It's my understanding that the request for proposals is getting ready to go out. If it's not out right now,
I think it's been out for a couple of months, actually.
Well, this is there's two phases. I guess I should say. So there's the request for proposals, and then there's the request for qualifications, and then request for proposals is the order. And so I think we're waiting on that second phase.
It could be another year.
For implementation, it could be for the award of the contract.
Then we'll have another hearing and move it again. Okay. And that's also assuming that, I don't know how you do streetscape plan with all these damn buildings. I mean, I like redoing some of these buildings, but we're losing our humanscape, Bart Street, with all these...
I don't think that's what the very high entries will address.
Streetscape plans. Never mind. Mark Rick's one in Miami. What else? Okay. Second, the next petition that we have is of Savannah College and Art Design, 201 West Bay Street.
I believe I have to recuse myself on this.
Now, what I would like for you to do, I think, when I suggested this to Ryan, is that I think that you need to enter into, I'll enter into record that two of our members are employed by SCAD as teachers. They don't have any direct participation in this particular project, but they are on payroll to SCAD, and I think for the record we need to declare that, and if I have anyone who objects to them hearing these matters, then we're going to allow them to sit and continue on here these matters. Does anybody object? Board or otherwise? Okay. Then my ruling is that they will continue to hear and make a vote. Thank you.
Good afternoon again.
Yes, ma'am.
This is another SCAD proposal to install sculptural panels at 201 West Bay Street, which is the future site of a hotel. This is, you can see right here on the map, there's Barnard right there.
Yeah, slow down, I ain't going too fast on it.
Barnard Street is right here, which is the
panels. I didn't mean to say honey, I'm sorry.
The panels will be located along this wall here on Barnard, and then Bay Street is along here. The panels will be located on the non-historic addition to the building, which is currently known as the Inn at Ellis Square, and includes a historic building as well, which will not be impacted. And let me show you a picture of the panels while I'm talking about them. The panels are inspired by the wrought iron fences in downtown and will be constructed of brushed steel and located from the fourth floor to the roof of the building. It will also be bottom lit by LED lights that provide a backwash of white light at night. And this application, as a note, will also be going to the Historic District Review Board due to the location. And the theme standards don't apply since it's public art, it's exempt. The location standards and design standards are met. And the artist qualification standards are met with the exception of a timeline, which has not been specified. It was designed by 10 SCAD students under the supervision of their professors. The funding standards are met as well. So staff is recommending approval with the following conditions. The details of the lighting and attachment to the building are provided to staff for approval prior to installation. A timeline is specified for the project because otherwise it meets the markers, monuments, and public art master plan and guidelines, and I can answer any questions you have about it.
What are the dimensions of that?
I do not know the exact dimensions, just that it's going from the fourth to the
roof. Does anyone on the board have a question of the staff?
Can I be clear? So it has not gone to the historic review board?
No, it will be at the next meeting on the 9th. They weren't included with the site monument I thought attached, but it was the historic review board had pictures and this one did not.
We don't have a picture of the building with this applied to it?
Let's get that. We have it.
Yeah,
we'll
have to pull
it up on a different.
I thought it was included.
I'm not getting a visual on this. Mm-hmm.
You didn't walk by there.
I walked by it, but
it's the Inn at Ellis Square new edition on. But Barnard is it on Barnard or the next street?
It's on Barnard. It's on Barnard. Barnard in the bay.
It's a brick building. Yeah, brick part of the house.
Yeah, you know, it's the old, it's the old grocery store. It used to be 1,000 years ago.
Sorry to interrupt. I'm going to just upload this to the agenda really quickly. It'll take me about 2 minutes.
Okay, but in the meantime, we can go ahead and talk to the petitioner, and then you can bring back that to us, okay? All right, petitioner, please identify yourself. And...
I'm Lee Barry Todd. I'm the Director of Sponsored Projects for SCAD, and I also have with me Professor Robert Brown, who is with the School of Fine Arts at SCAD Atlanta, who was one of the lead professors for this project.
Okay. What was your name again?
Robert Brown.
Robert? Okay. Why don't you all go ahead and try to give us a little idea about how you got to this point, what was the inspiration or whatever did that year?
Certainly. So this is part of the Collaborative Learning Center with SCAD, where we partner with businesses and organizations on real-world projects. So in this case, our partner was Noble Investment Group. Those are the property owners. They are renovating the inn at Ellis Square. It will become a Hotel Indigo that is scheduled to open March 16th, 2016. So they came to
strange date. Yeah.
That's what we all thought.
So we're having a gradual opening.
So they came to. We're with the Atlanta campus of the Savannah College of Art and Design, and they are an Atlanta-based investment company that purchases and renovates hotel properties nationwide, and then leases them to. Different brands, Hyatt, in this case it's a Hotel Indigo. So they came to us with this project, and we have actually worked on two hotel projects with them in Atlanta before. So we initially presented them with 12 preliminary concepts. They selected the concept that it's a brushed stainless steel piece that is inspired, as was previously stated, by the wrought iron designs in the historic district. And we then refined that idea, and I think Robert can speak a bit more about the size, the dimensions, and the structure itself.
Okay. Any questions of, you said Lee Barry?
Lee Barry Todd, yes.
Lee Barry Todd. Any questions of Ms. Todd?
Could you say something more about the lighting, exactly, what this is going to be like?
So beneath, and the structure itself actually starts above the second floor and runs 5 stories to the top, and the... at the top of the second floor of the hotel facade, there is a brick bump out, thank you. And so they're on each side of the windows, and we'll get a better visual for you all in a moment, but there will be a panel of lights that have 10 lights in each panel, and it will actually be backlit. So they will be illuminated, uplit, sorry. Let me
let Robert. Hold on a second. This is not going to be on the older building. This is going to be on the new building.
No, this is just on the new building. On the facade on Bernard Street, there is a row of windows going up.
Close to the mic so the microphone can pick you up.
On the facade facing Barnard Street, there is a row of windows going up, and these are 3 panels that are 6 feet each panel on either side. So 6 panels in total. So you're looking at 18 feet by whatever the distance is to the seventh floor. And it fits within the existing architectural bump outs in the building.
So, I know. When I looked at that, one of the things I noticed about ironwork sometimes is that newer ironwork has gotten really sort of narrow, and it's some is vertical and it's post. Mm-hmm. And if you look, most of the older ironwork is a little more substantial looking. Sometimes it just looks kind of weak, if you will. I mean, are these going to be substantial enough so they don't give that kind of... It's not up this, I can't see it right now, but...
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. We did have the plan images in our proposal to you, and I believe that's what Ellen is uploading right now.
Okay.
They are... The original piece is a very substantial piece that we... that the student researched and found it was a floral cluster on a railing on Jones Street. She found it doing a virtual tour of a historic building. We took that design and we took elements of that design and reflected them. And so it is inspired by an actual piece of a railing on Jones Street, but then it's made slightly more contemporary to integrate with the building appropriately. It's a square brick building. If you put something too old-fashioned looking on it, it looks like it's applied.
Yeah.
And so we wanted integration with the facade of the building. And then we're starting to look at materials costs and scale. So quarter inch stainless steel that's water cut. And then there's one side of it that is the positive shapes. And then we're taking the drop from that positive shapes and reflecting it with a negative image. And so it's going to be very substantial, mixed with some more gracile and delicate features.
Why did you choose stainless steel?
For longevity. You know, with a stainless steel structure, the maintenance and upkeep are almost nil. You're just keeping the Spanish moss from it.
But it looks a little different than, definitely a different look than wrought iron. So.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The traditional.
So when we were working with Noble Investment, the idea is that the design was inspired by the wrought iron in the historic district, but that the piece itself has a aesthetic that complements the renovations that they're doing on the hotel property. So we worked with their architect. We also worked with their interior design firm so that when we were developing these art concepts, that they reflected and complemented that aesthetic that they are doing on the interior and the exterior of the hotel.
Because yeah, stainless steel, and my aesthetic has more of a modernist feel to it. Mm-hmm. They didn't have stainless steel back in the 19th century.
So there is a more of a contemporary feel to it. We did go with the brushed stainless steel so that it is that softened, it softens the metal. But if you want to speak more to that.
I kind of like the idea of doing something a little, maybe if by not having the same color, we're not trying to mimic something, we're trying to represent it.
Precisely, that's very well put. It's inspired by the forms of the wrought iron. It's not to be wrought iron. And of course, wrought iron at that scale would be huge.
And the lighting would be LED, I'm assuming.
LED lighting, uplit, so it's not facing the street. It'll pick up on the bottom edges of the stainless steel. The client did request that it might be turned green for a certain day.
I was going to ask that question.
Which day would that be?
Color?
I don't know what that day is, but it's going to be turned green on a certain day. But normally it's going to be a steady, unanimated uplight.
So this wouldn't be like a Empire State Building changing each day? I'm just curious. I don't really mind.
In our design, no. But the lights that we are recommending have the capability to change any color, RGB lights. Okay. So that might be part of their design.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Okay. What kind of maintenance is this going to require? Is there a lot of maintenance in this? Or
no, sir. It's with the stainless steel attached to the building with anchors at each poured floor level. It's going to be a very secure piece of work on the wall, and it's also going to require maybe periodic power washing, like every 5 to 6
hours. Well, the only reason that I ask is, because we are so close to the coast, and we do have a lot of salt air, and that salt air is going to, anything that's going to corrode on that thing is going to corrode, and it might look bad. I mean, I just want to make sure that a year from now, when it's up there, it's not corroding and looking bad, and
for stainless steel.
That's a good reason for
stainless. Yes, sir. With the stainless steel.
Well, it's a good reason, but anytime you scar it or scratch it, because it's, I've seen it.
Well, you're going to have to meet certain wind requirements, too. Is that not correct?
That's correct.
So Noble Investment Group has a structural engineer who is working on the hotel project itself. And he has consulted with us throughout with the plans, and as we move into the fabrication phase, we will have a structural engineer involved in that project throughout. So it will meet those standards.
Okay. I mean, it's still blowing, obviously, we don't want to create
it. Exactly.
Ellen, did you have any success?
Yes, sir. Excuse me.
Okay.
All right. Just refresh here. So this is the image of the side of the building that it's going on. As you can see, it's the non.
It's the Barnard Street side.
It's the Barnard Street side, yes, sir. Minimal windows. This is the non-contributing portion of the building. This is a image of
what is that? That was the image?
Yes, sir. That's a rendering of what it potentially would look like. This is the 4-4 ratio. This is another rendering of what it looks like.
I think it's an improvement over what's there.
Wow.
That's awesome.
That beats the hell out of that brown brick.
So as you can see, it starts at the upper, above where pedestrians can't touch it. In other words, it's on the upper floors and extends.
That's awesome.
To the roof line.
I think stainless steel is a brilliant idea myself. I mean, so far, until they get something, I might think it's a terrible idea.
Now, is this going to be on this facade and on Bay Street?
There is no design change on Bay Street. However, if you look on the left-hand side, you see a little glimmer of stainless. There is a band that is the same width of the architectural bump out that will be visible from the square.
So on the back side?
Yeah, on the back side, the back side. And the main entrance for this hotel
is
on the back side, so it sort of draws the customer around. Dimensions of that, I believe, are about 3 feet. 5 7 stories.
Yeah, that's going to stick out. How far is it going to be out?
It's 4 inches off the brick, so very, very minimal.
I kind of like that.
No love it. Just out of curiosity, how is it, so when it's backlit, that the negative space, how is that going to work?
It's uplit.
Or uplit, I mean.
Okay, so you can see where there's the bump out at the bottom edge. There's a brick ledge there.
Oh.
And the lights will be attached to that brick ledge. And they're minimal, kind of rectangle design.
Okay, do we have any further questions? Did SCAD Savannah have to give them a travel pass to come into Savannah?
We get their love and support.
That's right.
Excuse me?
We get their clear support.
Okay. I don't want to get anybody upset with us. So. Okay. Any further questions? Staff, petitioners?
What are staff recommendations, did they say?
The staff recommendations, I believe, were a clear timeline, which we are...
Sarah, you didn't give the staff
recommendations. I did, I'll reread them.
Read it again, please.
Approval with the condition that they provide the details of lighting and attachment prior to installation for staff, and that a timeline is specified for the project.
Just as a suggestion, I guess it's on your building plans, so the city's engineers will review them. I just worry about the wind factor, that's all. But if it's there on the plans, they'll have to go through review anyway. Okay, do we have a motion on this matter?
I think members of the audience.
Do we have anyone in the audience that has anything to say? You sure? You sure?
I'm sure. Thank
you. Like it?
I like it.
Okay. Let's start some better foundation lights. Okay. We have a motion on the floor. A motion to be made.
I'll let somebody else make a motion.
I make a motion that we approve the petition from Savannah College of Art and Design pending the changes suggested by staff.
Okay, we have a second to the motion.
I second it.
Okay, we have both conflicted guys making motions here. Anyway, do we have all those in favor signify by saying aye?
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Ayes have it, so ordered. Welcome to Savannah, folks. Hope you enjoyed the trip.
Good luck with that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, anything else? Next meeting is whenever you went in January, right?
January 7th.
Everybody have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. It's the first time I've said that. Yeah. Adjourn.
The 2016 calendar is attached to your agenda as well if you want to go ahead and
mark. Yeah, we saw that. Yeah, well, that's the same every month. Right? We're not making any adjustments, right?
Correct.
Okay. This is great, folks.